Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Barrett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grant Gillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Hebbing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Kress applying the tag. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote takes first base on ball four. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bigelow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground for a single. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGowan. The throw from Hebbing and he is out, Rein applying the tag. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Heving and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Heving moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Barrett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball four. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tote takes first base on ball four. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-1 in the game. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Tate reaches second base with a double. Bigelow moves to third. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Gillis reaches second base with a double. Bigelow scores. Tate scores. Barrett moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Heving reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Gillis scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-0 in the game. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Rein reaches second base with a double. Heving scores. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. George Blaeholder now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Russ Scarrett now playing left field. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-2 in the game. Bigelow takes first base on ball 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Bigelow moves to second. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gillis hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heving strikes out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manish moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bigelow takes first base on ball 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan who is chasing the ball. Scarrett reaches third base with a triple. Bigelow goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scarrett scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shang moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Brannan now playing second base. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-2 in the game. Morris bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rothrock strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Toedt hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bigelow hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.